It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 681. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and also facebook.com/miketechshow. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com and use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial. Also, you can go directly to the site instanthousecall.com. I want to also, I haven't mentioned the last couple of weeks, but the link is always in the chat. Get your tickets for the 2019 TechCon Unplugged. I will be there. There will be a podcaster meetup on Friday night. This is September 20th through the 22nd, Grand Rapids, Michigan. We have tremendous content for your business to improve your business. You're going to want to attend, and that's TechCon Unplugged, September 20th to the 22nd, and I will see you there. Get your tickets. Tonight's show, I should say, I'm recording this on Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. I have some stories from the trenches. I'm going to review some things. Then I have some emails, and we'll wrap up. And matter of fact, most of the email came in this morning, so it was great. I didn't think I was going to have any emails today. And then all of a sudden, bang, 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 they were arriving in my inbox. So thank you. All right, let's start first. Lots of system repairs. Older Optiplexes and Vostros starting to fail and have troubles. Now, some of them, they create opportunities for an upsell, which is great. But others where they don't have the budget, we need to just fix it. And a couple I've noticed with Windows 10 and the updates. Whether it's the video or something happening with the update and it locks up and they unplug it, try to plug it in, and we have to kind of unstick an update or there's a driver problem with the update. And we've been seeing an uptick in that. And we bring the system back to our workbench here and just try to work through and fix it. And we've been very lucky. One system needed a power supply and we're starting to keep older systems where some of the parts are good for recycling through other systems. I have a client that we're starting to replace all the Vostros, and we keep an extra Vostro on site and an extra Vostro here just for parts. So if we've run into a problem, maybe it's a motherboard or a power supply or whatever it is, we got something to quickly swap. And if they have the budget to upgrade, then we will upsell a new system or do something. So that's been happening more and more. And speaking of power issues, where we've been seeing power supplies go horrible, last Friday, I was traveling with my wife to just get away for the weekend. I was going to say escape the cold, but we actually went deeper into colder territory. Now I get a call. There's a noise coming from the server room, and it's a little UPS, we determine. And I'm remote. I'm not even at the hotel yet, so I don't even have my computer up. We determine not only is it this UPS, but it took out, when they rebooted the phone system, the phones were down. So there's a controller there, an ESI controller, and then the camera system went down because that was also plugged into the UPS. We've since now got a better UPS, but there were ports that failed on the UPS. It was ugly. Let's focus on the phone system. We had to get someone for an emergency tech visit, because the company that we normally supports this didn't have anybody available to come out. And we wanted this fixed over the weekend. So I'm working with one of the people on site, and he was great. We found another company that could come out Saturday morning, and I was going to dispatch my son, but this employee was able to meet them. The SD card failed on the ESI controller, so when the phone system rebooted, it couldn't load critical information from the SD card. It was well worth having someone come out Saturday morning, was able to fix that in literally under an hour, paid some pretty high emergency rates. Something that was a valuable lesson for me: I absolutely do not charge enough for weekend work. Right now, just to let you know, the phone guy that's coming out, we were told it's $180 an hour from the minute he steps out his door to the time he gets back home. That you were billed $180 an hour plus materials. That was an eye-opener in that it wasn't crazy rate, but enough to, wow, I don't charge enough for weekend work. All's good. The camera system, we finally got up and running. I think we had one casualty, a camera that went down, and it's so high up in the parking lot, I've asked the maintenance crew to be able to go up and see if they can unplug the Ethernet for me and plug it back in to see if the camera system, if that one camera can get working. So a little fallout from this. And I think there were some other power issues going on in the plant, because my son had to pick up a system on Monday, and that was one of these Vostros that we fixed. And there was an issue. We kind of had to blow it out and then reseat all of the connections. And then we finally got the system up, and that was a Windows 7 system. But I had really thought that that was going to be the power supply. But power's always a big problem. And yesterday, with the cold, and we had some little flurries of snow and some things, power outage in the Lansdale area. And I got a lot of clients up there that suffered through power problems, but not at their office. It was really Verizon. So their internet was down for a couple companies because of a Verizon power outage. Just things you had to deal with remotely. I had them unplugging and plugging things. And then we called Verizon, and the message was, it's a 90-minute wait before we can get a tech. So you know things are wrong. Something bothers me. I would like to see better information to the customer base of Comcast, Verizon, even GoDaddy. And I think there's some out there. And if you know of good links that can show uptime and outages at in a very timely basis, I would really like to see Verizon and Comcast, where I could zoom into a zip code and see what the outage is, because now I'm not going to waste my time calling. I know it's on them. And maybe they can give an estimated ETA. That would be really helpful, and it would save them on the phone calls that they're going to get. There should be more communication from these vendors of services like that. New workstation for my son, Michael, that goes with a redo that you really can't see behind me. We redid the office here, and getting a nice workbench along the back wall and getting it all set up. It was always a mess from junk that we've been collecting here. And we really needed this workspace. Tuesday, we spent the day redoing, getting everything put away and thrown out, and set up an 8-port KVM with a monitor, keyboard, and mouse, a single monitor, keyboard, and mouse to work on just single systems that need other than VGA. Because I have an older KVM, one of those MonoPrice 8-ports that can only do VGA, and I don't want to invest in anything else right now, so we have this single. And then I got something I wanted to mention, a refurbed Lenovo. I really like the tiny PCs. It's an M93P. I really like them. And if you see that, it takes up so little real estate, but it's very powerful. It's a Core i5, 8 gig of RAM, Windows 10 Pro, Wi-Fi and Ethernet four USB 3 ports, and dual monitor capability, and they're under $300 delivered. I see these pop up on Woot, sometimes Amazon, and I really like that. I have one for my test system. I got one for my son, and then I got a really nice 24-inch ultra smart monitor for my son at dirt cheap on Woot a couple weeks ago. So having that set up for him, all we did was pop out the hard drive and put a 500 gig Samsung SSD, and the prices of SSDs come down. So you get these used refurb computers, they come with a year warranty, and then you can just put an SSD in, redo Windows 10 from scratch. It's perfect. So great workstation. And I love that for my test system too, that I use. That's the monitor right behind me. Wanted to mention that because that's going to be the segue to an email I received this morning on a follow-up from Jeremy. Mike, thank you for addressing my email on the show. After listening to your response, he was asking for my recommendation on a Surface Pro. And he continues, I have decided to purchase a Lenovo T470S or similar from eBay. They seem to be available any day for around $500. Has a true Ethernet port and a few other ports if needed, but is still kind of thin and light and can upgrade the RAM, Wi-Fi, and SSD. I would feel better losing $500 if it fell in a server room or was stolen from my car if the worst were to happen. And that was my recommendation. That's why I don't take my expensive Surface Pro to clients. Thank you again for answering my question on the show. By the way, I signed up to be a Patreon supporter for your show. It's the least I could do to give back. Thanks, Jeremy. Thank you. And I seen the email. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. And thanks for following up. And he was switching from a MacBook to a PC. Just to go over, I have crazy amount of laptops that are for different functions. I have a MacBook Pro in case I'm on site with a Mac client. And I would not trade this 2010 MacBook Pro for any of the current ones because I put an SSD, I have it souped up with 8 gigs of RAM, and it still has an Ethernet port and an optical drive, which is what I absolutely have to have. It is perfect. It's a 13-inch. It's light. It's small. I love it. And anything that's come after that, I have not liked. So I have that MacBook Pro for visiting Mac-centric clients. I have two refurbed Lenovo laptops, and I'll call them, they're the ones that I take on site. One is ultra small. The other one's a little bigger, a little heavier. It's got that optical drive that I need. That's the one that I mostly take to clients. I have another, I didn't realize how many Lenovos I have. I have another big, heavy Lenovo laptop that I acquired a few years ago. It is specially set up. I even have my own backpack that I carry. This is for the client that I'm on site once a week, every week, sometimes more. And there's special software I need and special things that I have that laptop specifically set up just for that client. And it's like my desktop because I don't know where I'm going to be. I'm in an open office or sometimes a conference room and they need the conference room. So I need something where literally my whole office is in a backpack that I can quickly move from any location within the site. So that is dedicated. Now, for travel, I have my Surface Pro that I've talked about. I have my iPad Pro. And then I also have a Chromebook. Now, the Chromebook is just for testing and being on top of the updates and the pros and cons and trying different extensions so I can advise accordingly. So the Chromebook was just to have. And I guess that's one of the nice perks of being able to expense because of my show to be able to talk about it and also my business to be able to recommend. It allows me to expense tech items. That's another advantage of being in that and having that as a business. And I spent some time last week talking about starting on your own. But if you're doing it part-time, get an EIN number so you can now take the expenses. And what it's going to do is when you have a home office and you need a CPA, you absolutely have to have an accountant, you can then expense. And it's why I did this when I was still in the corporate world. I was working some nights and weekends. Having that business, I was able to offset all of the taxes that I was paying from the corporate world. And I was able to get refunds because of that. And it worked hand in hand. Now I got to pay quarterly and it's a lot more work and it's a little different. I just wanted to mention it's another advantage of doing something part-time where you can have a home business. And the first 3 years, you can actually lose money, but then after that, it's considered a hobby, so you do got to show some profit. And you show enough, but a lot of that can offset a lot of your expenses and a lot of your tech expenses and your internet connection and your phone and mileage on your car. So there's lots of things, and that's why you should really sit down with a CPA. If you're doing this part-time or even full-time, do not do it yourself. I don't care how good you think you are. It's like me. I will never change the oil on my car. I go to a service place to get my oil changed. I will never do that because I don't know how to do it. I don't like doing it. Get the expert to do it. A couple more emails here. This next email is from Marty. Hi, Mike. It's been a while since I emailed you. This is in response to show 680 about the PST export. I have the answer about why the export PST did not retrieve all the data and the client never had an issue with missing mail. I'm not sure what release this was implemented by default. For Outlook is to only keep 1 year of emails in the OST. When the client starts looking for older emails, Outlook automatically goes to Exchange and requests additional email, which is not cached in the OST. This was to keep the size of the OST smaller. The downside to this is that when you export the OST, you are not including the emails that are stored in the Exchange server. Moving the slider to include all would still require Outlook to first download the additional email, so you would have to wait until the email was populated in the OST. Very interesting, and that's exactly what happened to me. Marty, thank you so much. Email is from Dexter. All my Untangle installs are free apps to date. I have one that the phone vendor is putting in Mitel phones. Our test of a single phone was terrible. Lots of drops. I have opened the ports asked for and put in bypass rules for the Mitel cloud IP. I have also put a phone on a VLAN by its lonesome. Have also set up bypass rule for the VLAN. I have untangled router and a Unify Ubiquiti 24 port switch. It has gotten better, but not right. Any ideas? Wow, you should be working closely with the vendor. I would buy the support for Untangle and involve them. Untangle has amazingly great tech support. You heard me talk about that when I was a guest on the Podnuts show, the computer repair show with Jeff Hallish, where Untangle was on that. And if you go back, if you'll get the link, just going back a couple shows, I think you want to engage their support. And I'm shocked that the phone vendor hasn't figured this out. I would isolate the phone with no VLAN, its own switch. Since you know you have which port it is, take everything out of the equation and have, is it PoE? Have the phone with nothing, with just a switch to the untangle, to where the untangle's plugged, and test. Eliminate all the equipment just in case some of this other equipment you need to tweak and get it straight through and have a perfect phone working with that one test phone. That's my recommendation. And then take it from there. But I believe you should get the support. You should have the company buy the support for Untangle, even if they're not buying the software. You can do that. And then you should also beat up the phone partner. Their tech support should be all over this, making it work. And if they're not, I don't know what kind of contract you have, but you need a different VoIP vendor. Also, he continues, I use Sherweb. I have converted on-premise Exchange servers to them. They do the import for me. Why do you do it and upload it? You know, I never take advantage of that. And you're right, I probably should, because I have so few on-premise Exchange server migrations that you're right. Though I will say this, doing an export directly over the internet and not FTPing, it's a slow process. They had a very slow internet connection. So all that email to migrate directly over the internet would have taken a week. The numbers were impossible with what they had for such a small internet connection. So I don't think that was feasible. Where doing the export of all the big files and taking it to me, where it only took 2 minutes for me to do an FTP upload, and then it's already on Sherweb's premise to do the import. So from a speed standpoint, it's why I do what I do. But you're right. Engaging them, which they ended up having to help me anyway, engaging them to do a migration, I absolutely will, only if we got the bandwidth. Dexter, that's why. Thank you so much for following up with that. That's it for the show. I covered everything I wanted to cover. Boy, I covered it a lot quicker than I thought. So the best way to help support the show, the Amazon link that's contained in the show notes for every show, is Carrie Holzman's link that we share. And it helps support Carrie Holzman and myself, the efforts of Tech Vets and the Mike Tech Show. Your price stays the same, but a small commission comes back. So you click on the link anytime you're going to buy something, and only during that session. If you already have something in your cart, we don't get credit. It's only what you add to your cart after clicking the link. And in that session, when you purchase it, we will get a commission. And we really appreciate you taking the time to do that and help support the show. Also, anything with the donation button and helping is greatly, greatly appreciated. And I am going to try to start something I've been thinking about for some special content for anybody that does do that. So I'm really thinking of putting that into action. I want to thank Photo Ray from the last show, who just took a lot of time. Ray, you built all those icons for me and instructions. I've had no time to implement them, but I'm designing the Twitch landing page where a lot of different support icons and things can be used, because I'm doing nothing here. And I'm my own enemy when it comes to marketing. I do a very poor job of marketing, trying to get better at that, because it only helps me. And that's why I want to do more shows and conventions where being a guest on a show gets my name out there and more. I'm opening up my cocoon a little bit. I'm trying. Bear with me as I do that. Fab's Auto Backup, again, tremendous. The 7 Pro is phenomenal to help you transfer all of your settings and files from one system to another. And of course, we thank Instant House Call for their tremendous software and support of the Mike Tech Show for remote control of your clients unattended. Every one of my retainer clients has that. That's it. And hope to see you next Thursday at 7:30 p.m. live on Twitch Eastern Time. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.